This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Dan Walker-Smith, and this is 6 Minute English from the BBC. Today I'm joined by Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Dan.
Now, Kate, today we're talking about credit cards. So could you please tell me what those are?
Sure. Well, credit cards are the plastic cards we use instead of money. You can use credit cards to pay for items in shops or to take out cash, that is money in its physical form, such as coins or notes.
So this week's question for you, Kate, is in what year was the first ever credit card introduced? Was it A, 1951, B, 1955, or C, 1962?
That's an interesting question. I had no idea they even went back as far as 1962. I thought they were much more recent than that. So in that case, I'm going to go for C, 1962.
OK, we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme.
Now, one of the most obvious advantages of using a credit card is that it's often more convenient than carrying cash. If something's convenient, it means that it's easier generally or more suitable.
As you're not using actual money, some people say that credit cards can encourage you to spend more than you can really afford, and you could fall into debt. Could you explain what this means, Kate?
Of course. Well, the word debt, spelt D-E-B-T, is when you owe money to someone else. And unfortunately, credit cards often mean that people build up an awful lot of debt, so they're often not a terribly good idea. Have you ever had a credit card, Dan?
I have what they call a debit card, so I never accumulate money. I just pay off what I already have, and I'm never in debt to anyone.
Well, that's very sensible. I think sometimes credit cards can be a very good idea if you're travelling or if you're abroad and you're a bit worried about not being able to get money out of the cash machine. But then, unfortunately, by the time you get back to your own country, you've run up lots of debt on your credit cards, which you have to pay off.
That's the thing. They're good for emergencies, but maybe you don't want to use them for everyday life. OK, so let's have a listen to the British journalist Mark Flint as he explains why credit cards became so popular.
You'll hear the expression that credit cards were catching on. To catch on, in this context, means to become popular.
And listen out for the word convenience, which means that people found the cards convenient. As we heard before, if something's convenient, it can save you time and effort. So if credit cards were popular with bank customers because of their convenience, why were they so popular with the banks?
By the early 70s, the credit card was catching on quickly. Consumers liked the convenience and banks liked the profits.
Aha, so while the customers liked the convenience of a bank card, the banks liked the profit, unsurprisingly. The profit is the amount of money that they were making.
Banks make profit from credit cards by charging interest each month on the unpaid debts.
And the word interest here is the term we use for a fixed fee that you pay when you borrow money. It's usually a percentage of the total amount. And debt, remember, is when you owe someone money. OK, so let's have a listen to the next extract. The speaker talks about cash machines. These are machines where you can take out money or cash using your credit card. They're also called ATMs, which stands for Automated Teller Machine.
Can you tell me when the world's first cash machine was installed?
People were slowly getting used to plastic money, which would eventually be crucial to another banking revolution, cash machines. The world's first ATM was installed in a Barclays branch in London in 1967, but it was quite a complex transaction.
Right, so the first ATM in the world was installed in 1967. It was opened at a branch of Barclays Bank in London. Here, branch means a division of a larger organisation, so the branches of a bank are just smaller divisions of the whole company.
The speaker also used an interesting term, plastic money. Of course, he doesn't mean that the money itself was plastic, but that you're using a plastic card instead of actual cash.
And we also heard the word crucial. Crucial here means something vital or important. So when the speaker says cash machines were crucial to the banking revolution, he means that they were very important to the development of how we handle our money.
OK, we're almost out of time. So let's go over some of the vocabulary we've come across today. First of all, we had credit card.
Cash.
Convenient.
Debt.
To catch on.
Profit.
Interest.
Cash machine.
ATM.
Branch.
And crucial. And let's go back to today's question. In what year, Kate, was the first ever credit card introduced?
And I made a complete guess because I thought the 50s were a bit too early to have credit cards, so I went for 1962.
And for the first time in a number of weeks, Kate, you're wrong.
Oh, dear.
In fact, credit cards were introduced in 1951.
Gosh, I find that really surprising. I had no idea that they had credit cards that early on in the early 50s.
Well, actually, the story goes that in 1949, Frank McNamara, who was head of the Hamilton Credit Corporation, was apparently having supper with his lawyer and a friend in a New York restaurant. And at the end of the meal, he realised he'd forgotten his wallet, he couldn't pay for the meal, and he'd have to ring his wife to bring him some money.
Oh, poor old wife.
So he was so embarrassed by this that he decided with his fellow diners to set up the Diners Club credit card so that he could pay for meals without needing any money.
Ah, so that was the first credit card.
Well, if the story's true, I'm not entirely certain whether there's any truth to it entirely, but it's a nice story.
It is a nice story, and it's interesting just to see how the idea of the credit card first emerged.
So from all of us here at BBC Learning English, thanks so much indeed for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.